Passage 3. Robert Frost was born in San Francisco in 1875 and was sent at the age of 10 to live in New England, an area which inspired almost all of his poetry. He was educated at Dartmouth College, New England, and Harvard University. He became a schoolmaster for a short time and then a farm laborer. During this period, he wrote poetry, but with little recognition. From 1912 to 1915, he lived in New England, where he became friendly with several poets, including Edward Thomas, and published A Boy's Will in 1913 and North of Boston in 1914. In America, his poetry was soon admired, and he was awarded the Pulitzer Prize on four occasions between 1924 and 1943. He went on writing throughout his life, publishing Steeplebush at the age of 72. He died in 1963. Frost's poems are revolutionary because they lack the exaggeration of rhetoric. Many of his lines and sentences are plain and in themselves nothing, but they are bound together and made beautiful by a calm eagerness of emotion. With his close observant eye and touch, we can feel the daily activities of farming and the landscape, be it their background, mowing, apple picking, or mending a wall. These poems reflect a humane, quiet concern and satisfaction in their rhythms and their gentle lyricism. Often, there is an explicit or near-explicit moral, though sometimes this is hinted at rather than stated, and frequently there is an almost proverbial tone. We learn to trust Robert Frost. The very lack of glamour or display in his poems gives them stability and honesty.
Question 33. What do we learn about Robert Frost from the passage? Question 34. What does the speaker say about Frost's poems? Question 35. What is described in Frost's poetry according to the passage?